Hello and welcome to this ICIS Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Ashani Chavda, and today I'm joined by editors Kite Chong and Anna Mathan. We're going to be discussing the latest developments in the global methanol market. Now, it's been a turbulent last year in all senses and also in the chemicals industry. But more specifically, the methanol market saw a downturn and then rebound in 2020 due to changes related to the COVID-19 pandemic. We're over a year on from its first onset, and though 2021 started out fairly bullish, at least in the European market, things have started to slow down. Now, Kai, I know the Asian market has kind of been on its own journey since the pandemic began. What's happening now?
Interesting enough, I would say that the Asian market has seen different kinds of sentiments, different kind of price movement, depending on which country, which region that we are talking about. So I'm not really seeing the Asian market moving in a certain way as a whole. You know, they have been different market has been doing its own thing, I would say. So it's not just Asia itself. Just to give you an example, China, surprisingly, is actually one of the more stable market within Asia. For the past few weeks, for the past couple of months, the price has been fluctuating up and down, but it has not really seen any sustained movement in either direction. But when it comes to the other Asian countries, Asian markets, things are really quite different. So at the moment right now, we can see that the Northeast Asian markets such as South Korea, Taiwan, and also Southeast Asia, they are actually quite bearish at the moment. For India, you would expect the market to be performing quite poorly as well, given that it's suffering from one of the worst pandemic in the whole world. But surprisingly, the prices are quite bullish. The prices are rebounding quite strongly. And at this rate, it's going to become the highest price market in Asia again.
Okay, that's really interesting. Obviously, everyone is looking to India and what's happening, not just in the industry, but in relation to the pandemic. But going back to methanol quickly, so what's happening this quarter?
Okay. So this India pandemic thing really started to worsen in late March, early April, when there were a few major religion festivities, celebrations, which people really just took part in and ignore all the social responsibilities. So that was the starting point that caused this pandemic to really just go out of control. So understandably, in April, the situation in India was getting worse. The sentiment was really bad. Nobody was really in the mood to buy and sell or trade any CFR India cargoes. And at the same time as well, in April, India also saw a huge influx of Venezuelan imports, for the first time, I think, in the past 20 years. I was going back to look at the trade data, and India has never imported any Venezuelan cargo in the past 20 years. So that really spoke to me. As a result of that, people are seeing a sudden influx of imports coming in. People are seeing the domestic demand sentiments to be really bad. So they weren't really in the mood to buy for May. And right now, as we are comfortably in May, people are suddenly seeing that, hey, India is going to suffer from a shortage at this rate. We are selling periodically regularly in the domestic market, but there's not going to be much import coming in for May. So the sentiment has taken a turn for the better since the start of May, and the price has just been rebounding against everyone's expectation. Nobody thinks that metal prices can rebound when the domestic COVID situation is so bad, but this is what's happening right now. For the rest of Asia, China is still doing its own thing. It's still relatively stable, moving along to its own paces. And I would say that China hasn't really been influenced that much by what's happening outside of Asia, compared to the rest of Asia itself. So just to give a few good examples, the recent Texas winter storm, as well as the sudden shutdown of Proman's plant in Trinidad, actually have affected the Northeast Asia market pretty severely. These two reasons were the reason why the Northeast Asian markets were actually quite bullish in April. Prices has been going up pretty strongly during that time, while India prices were going down back then. Yeah, but right now in May, we are seeing a sudden reversal in the price trend. So following the successful restart of the Trinidad plants, the Asian players are expecting the supply to Asia to resume back to the norm in maybe late May and June onwards. So the sentiments are really bearish again, and right now we are seeing more spot supply than demand in the market, which is one of the key reasons why the prices for Northeast Asia, with the exception of China, of course, for Northeast Asia and Southeast Asia has been going down for the past few weeks. Yeah, so it's just really interesting that from one month to the other, we can see such a huge reversal in the price expectation and sentiments in the market.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're seeing a similar thing over here. Things are changing very rapidly. But given that, so I guess, what can we expect from this month into June?
To be honest, looking out into June, people don't really see any particular standout factors that could push the market either way. But the market is on the lookout for some of the sudden change in factors that can influence prices. So, for example, nobody really expected the COVID situation in India to take a turn for the worse, you know. So what people are watching out for is all of these market factors that are coming from the left field. You know, maybe in some other markets, some other countries, the COVID situation might also turn worse. We still do not know when the COVID situation in India will take a turn for the better. So people are also still watching out for that. Beside COVID, I think the one other major thing that all players have always been looking out for will be the sudden shutdown of any plants. In Q1, we did see that the unexpected shutdown of a few plants in Southeast Asia have caused the Southeast Asian prices to rocket up. But of course, all the plants are running pretty well right now, so the prices have come back down again. But, you know, any times in the near future, if one of the plants were to suddenly go down again, people would definitely expect that to have a significant effect on the prices. So as it has been shown in the recent past, yeah, any plants, unexpected plant status that happen in the US, it can happen in Trinidad, in Europe, in within Asia itself, in the Middle East, all of these can have effect on the Asian prices.
Definitely. I think over here as well, there's a similar sentiment regarding unplanned shutdowns. So obviously we're in the middle of our maintenance season, but we're not expecting that to have such a significant impact anymore because these are all planned turnarounds. But there has been some mention, you know, if those turnarounds don't end as expected, if there's some issues with restarting, then things could quickly change in the European market also. So definitely looking out for any kind of change on the production status globally. Thank you so much for your feedback on the Asian market.
Yep, it has been my pleasure.
In the European spot market, we've seen a lot of volatility from mid-March onwards, with prices fluctuating and often changing direction week on week. There were expectations that Q2 would be tight and bullish on pricing, driven by a series of planned turnarounds, as well as healthy projected demand forecasts. We're seeing strong demand from formaldehyde. The acetic acid market is extremely tight at the moment too. Meanwhile, MTBE demand is starting to pick up as we head towards the summer driving season. However, there's been a lot of uncertainty surrounding the scheduled turnarounds in Europe because many of them remain unconfirmed. The market was expecting Equinor to begin its turnaround in April, followed by BP, Shell, and Niederhelm in May. Last month, as the weeks went by, not only were there no signs of Equinor's shutdown taking place, there was also a resolution to the M4 and M5000 plants in Trinidad reaching their gas agreement. So that took some pressure off the European market. As of last week, Equinor has begun its planned shutdown, according to sources. We're expecting the German plants I mentioned to shut down this month too. Meanwhile, in Russia, Temet has a turnaround underway. And in Azerbaijan, Sokar has finally restarted after a lengthy outage. So the European market is balanced at the moment, but as Kite said, things can quickly change if we see more global shutdowns, like we did earlier this year with winter storms in the US. Anna, how has the market situation developed since then?
Hi, Shani. Thanks for having me here. Well, it's been quite an eventful year for methanol in the U.S. We're getting to a bit of a slower period right now, but in February, we had the freeze that took down Texas production. The thing to remember here, though, is that methanol in the U.S. is a bit more spread out in other states, not just in Texas, than some other chemicals. For example, acetic acid has the majority of its production in Texas. So while production was shut for methanol, it was not as severe in comparison to products with fewer producers all located in Texas. So for example, even though Louisiana and Geismar, Louisiana is relatively close to the Houston area in Texas, the Methanex plants located in Geismar were fine, as Louisiana didn't experience as much of an extreme situation during the winter storm. And of course, the widespread outages that were seen, you know, throughout Texas. So for this, the bigger factor for methanol was really when would downstream production resume and come back for demand for the methanol. So now we're seeing a bit more return to normalcy, especially for the products like you mentioned, formaldehyde, acetic, MTBE. Acetic acid is still having some issues coming back to fuller rates for all producers in the U.S., but overall, demand is just stronger for methanol. And when we look at something like formaldehyde and its usage in the construction sector, we have much stronger housing demand right now. I even had one source tell me the formaldehyde guys are consuming the stuff, meaning methanol, like water. So demand is really there.
Okay, that's really interesting to see. And if I'm not mistaken, Anna, we're approaching hurricane season in the US, right? How's that going to affect the market, if at all?
Yeah, so last year hurricane season, the Atlantic hurricane season was, you know, the most severe on record. It was pretty crazy. So a lot of times hurricanes get into the Gulf and they hit Texas and Louisiana mostly. And while it may not get far enough inland to really impact production, there are still shutdowns in preparation. There are logistics concerns there. Ports usually shut all throughout the Gulf Coast. And, you know, when there's so many hurricanes coming at you, you never really know where it's going to go until, you know, a few days before. But we are approaching hurricane season this year. It starts in June for the Atlantic season, and we'll see what happens. I mean, they're expecting another pretty busy hurricane season, but it really just depends on where that's going to go. And everyone kind of knows the summer months are the months there to be preparing for any other potential storms. And I know you mentioned the Trinidad outages. So that was one example of how outages in our region really affect markets globally, right? The methanol markets globally. So you said that, you know, the Titan plant is still shut indefinitely, and the M4 and M5000 did get a short-term natural gas contract restarted. So those are now up. And in the U.S., we're looking to see when the YCI plant will start up in Louisiana. It's a really big plant, 1.8 million tons per year of capacity. And if it does follow the timeline given by the company to start in late May, you know, others in the market think it's going to be a bit delayed, particularly because of the winter storm disrupted some supply chains there. And there are still some supply chain issues throughout the market. But we're expecting usable product to enter the market sometime in Q3. Once that happens, it'll be really interesting to see where pricing goes in the U.S.
100%. As you say, these are massive plants, and they definitely do have a global impact, whether it's, you know, an unplanned shutdown or with the YCI plant. I know in Europe, we're waiting for that to mm-hmm. come on stream in the U.S. too. But speaking of pricing, how are things looking for May?
So May contracts were a bit of a surprise for some. Overall, they were 3% higher, but many were not expecting as large of an increase to take place because a lot of the market is fuel pipe production, and a lot of U.S. production was running pretty well lately. So that was a bit of a shock. But I think once we get into June and then more likely in July, it'll be a better indicator of where the market is headed for the coming months.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Anna. It's really great to hear what's happening in the U.S. market and the Asian market. So thanks again to Kite. Although there's not too much trading activity, as you can see, there's a lot happening behind the scenes and a lot to be aware of for Q2. So thank you all at home for listening. For more from ICIS, please go to the dashboard or icis.com.